Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josephowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game, call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgments and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I am back with another solo episode, probably one of the first ones I've recorded in a long time. I don't know, this summer it's just been hard for me to gather my thoughts in a coherent way enough to prepare for one of these things, but today's topic has been on my mind for a while and I found myself with a little bit of extra time this morning. It's a Monday. I'm currently seeing clients in the shed, but I had a cancellation and I'm like, well, let's knock this topic out before it leaves. Gotta give you a little heads up about two things. As I mentioned, I am in the shed and gotta love a Monday morning because everybody loves to do everything out here, like car alarms going off, landscapers, weed whackers, lawn mowers, barking dogs, like all the things. And we're just gonna go with it because done is better than perfect. I'm also getting over what feels like the 80th cold that I've had this year. So if I clear my throat obnoxiously or start to get a little hoarse, I don't care because I want to get this out. And it really, if we're being honest, kind of another flavor of the same shit sandwich of today's topic, working out while injured, because I am working really hard and I work really hard with my clients to let go of the all or nothing mindset and let go of the idea that things have to be perfect. So embracing those imperfections for myself and encouraging you to do the same with your workouts as we talk about today's topic. So I don't know why this is, but sometimes I feel like you just see something one time and it gets in your head and then you keep seeing it over and over and over again and then having the conversation with different people in real life. So I want to talk about whether or not it is bad or quote unquote disordered or a red flag to work out while you're injured. I've been seeing a lot of posts around this. I've been seeing a lot of people that I know and follow resharing content about this as like, oh, it's a red flag if you are working out while you're injured and it means you have a bad or disordered relationship with exercise. And I think that we need to talk about it. As always, spoiler alert, my answer for this is going to be, it depends. Because in my opinion, to say that working out while injured is automatically a red flag is to ignore context, is to ignore nuance, and it's to make a whole lot of assumptions about other people that we don't really know what the situation is. I posted on this topic on Instagram last week, and it's really hard, I think, in an Instagram post to get across like the full context and nuance of everybody's lived experience. But I tried that with like two carousel posts and a whole lot of swipey slides. I'm gonna try to do it a little bit more in this episode. Before we get into this, I want to be super clear. This is not medical advice, okay? Don't go doing that. It is nothing like that. I'm not trying to do that. If you're currently injured, please, for the love of everything, consult with your treatment team. We'll get into a little bit later in this episode when it comes to working out while you're injured, who should be on your treatment team and perhaps some red flags for those folks. But this is not medical advice, okay? Okay. So back to the idea of whether working out while you're injured is bad or disordered or not a good idea. I think a couple of things. Number one, yes, you might want to take a look at your mindset around exercise. If you're feeling the need to push through pain or continue to do things that are going to take your injury longer to heal or that are going to make your injury take longer to heal. An example would be spraining your ankle and deciding to run on it anyway. If you feel the need to do that, perhaps, yeah, maybe that's a red flag, especially if you're not getting paid to be a runner. That's another story for another day or maybe later in this episode. But working out while injured doesn't have to be like that. And so I will also say you might also want to take a look at your mindset around working out. If you're having trouble finding movement that quote unquote counts, or if you're having trouble scaling back or modifying when an injury is preventing you from doing your workout of choice at 100%. Let that sink in for a second. I told you I've been seeing a lot of posts about this on Instagram, but I also had a conversation with one of my clients this week in talking about her mom, who was previously working out with a trainer before she got injured, did nothing for the duration of this injury, and then got back into working out with the trainer. And, you know, obviously her mom is very like upset about the fact that now like she's deconditioned and everything is hard. And my client was asking me like, is it okay for her to go back to this too soon? Her mom's worried that she's going to push herself too hard or injure herself again. And to that, I say, I hope she has a good trainer, because the problem with the fitness industry is that we very often fall into all or nothing thinking. We internalize that all or nothing thinking as participants, and some of us, not all of us, but some of us project it onto our clients as professionals. And I'm thinking right now, if one of my clients came to me, and they actually have from time to time with an injury and trying to figure out what to do with their packages, I will always offer a chance for them to continue to work together and work through and around and with said injury. And more often than not, that includes me being a part of their treatment team, being in collaboration with their physical therapist, having them ask their doctor very specific questions and bring it back to me so that I can make sure that I don't perpetuate harm. But that's something that we as fitness professionals need to be a little bit more cognizant of. And as participants of fitness, we need to make sure we're not falling into all or nothing. I was talking to another client today about being injured, an accident that happened, and thinking to myself, I'm super looking forward to our next session because I can already think of 9,000 different things that we can do that don't involve that specific body part. And does it have to be that way? No, it doesn't have to be that way. Can you fully like rest when you're injured if you want to? If that's what feels good to you? Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm not here to tell you that you have to work out through an injury. But I think the problem when we share this as a witty one-liner, as a hot take, as a 15-second reel, people start second-guessing themselves and taking advice that wasn't meant for them. And I'm wondering if that might be you. Seeing somebody, and I know some of you probably seen these posts, like, oh, it's a red flag to work out while you're injured, and so then you think you have to do nothing. Maybe that person wasn't talking to you. Anyway, if we want to talk about hot takes, my hot take is that it's not inherently bad to work out while you're injured. Because if we think about how we rehab many injuries, physical therapy, which when done well includes what? Progressive exercises. It also includes rest. But guess what? Resting the part of you that is injured doesn't necessarily mean that you have to rest all of you. Let that sink in. Resting the part of you that is injured doesn't necessarily mean that you have to rest all of you. And like I said, you can if that feels right for you. And you may need to do that for a short amount of time. But you don't necessarily have to do it until you're 100% if you don't want to. Because while it might be a bad idea to, for example, bench press with a broken arm, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you if you decide to roll up to the gym and do some squats. Think about that for a second. But sometimes we get stuck in our routine and we get caught up in having to do like what we always do at the gym. So if you always go to the gym and like Monday is bench press day, and then all of a sudden you can't do that, you're like, oh, I guess I can't go. But no, it doesn't have to be that way. And sometimes I think we get caught up in this sort of thinking, particularly when we are working out for the purpose of aesthetics, for the purpose of weight loss, for the purpose of burning calories. And when you're maybe sure or not sure, rather, what else to do besides what other people have told you to do. Like a lot of us have lost sight of what would actually feel good in our bodies or the myriad of other reasons that we decide to work out in the first place. A lot of times it's for our mental health, as a mood booster, to build strength for, you know, your old lady body. That's something that I've seen coming up again a lot also that I freaking love. And so coming back to this idea of like physical therapy and rehabbing an injury, if you want to get back to doing the things that you love, you're gonna need a progressive on-ramp to get you there. Doing nothing while you're recovering from an injury doesn't help your cause much. Again, this is where physical therapy might come in. Physical therapists are different than personal trainers. This is not medical advice. But it is a massive pet peeve of mine when people get injured and they go to the doctor and they're told to rest and there's no context or understanding about what sorts of things they want to get back into doing. And so what does it go from doing all the things to doing nothing and then jumping right back into it at full force without gradually ramping things up, without that progressive on-ramp, without progressive overload? That's something that we need to consider a little bit more. And so the next time you're feeling conflicted about whether or not to work out when you're injured, I want you to get curious about your reasons for why and get curious about the kinds of exercises that you feel driven to do. And also get curious about the assumptions that you make about how others are dealing with an injury. There are a whole lot of options between go hard and go home. And so now I want to talk a little bit and switch gears about how to work out while injured, if that's something that you choose to do, and how to do it well. Because like with anything, there are ways to do this well that are not a red flag, that I would call a green flag. And then there are ways that are, yeah, a little bit red flaggy. So I've been talking a lot about like if you're injured, having a treatment team that might be a doctor. I definitely recommend having a physical therapist on that team. And in my opinion, that physical therapist needs to be somebody who understands the kinds of activities that you want to get back to doing. And somebody who's not speaking in absolutes or using fear-mongering language. And that's, I recommend actually, if you don't know what I'm talking about here, or you haven't heard me speak about this at length, I highly recommend listening to some of my episodes with Dr. Melissa Chofi. For the life of me, I cannot remember which episodes they are. There was one recently about pelvic floor PT, and there was another one that was called Everything You Know About Physical Therapy Is Wrong. Go check those out. I don't remember what episodes they are. I don't remember the numbers for the life of me, but you're smart. Okay. Dr. Melissa Chofi, just take take a scroll through my podcast feed and find those episodes if you want to talk more about physical therapy. But anyway, if you're feeling the need to push through pain or to do things that are making your injury take longer to heal, probably not the best idea. We already talked about that. A lot of us, I think, train like we're professional athletes, and it doesn't need to be that serious if you are a regular human training for general health and well-being. And even, like, I will say this, even if you're a fellow fitness professional and this is your job, like, even those of us that are working in this industry, like, we're not getting paid to do the thing. We're getting paid to help other people do the thing. So, like, even we don't need to be that serious. Do you know what I mean? But many of us feel the need to be constantly chasing improvement, to perpetually be getting stronger, doing more, doing the most. And even if you're following a program that's designed to help you do that, it doesn't mean that you have to follow it with that intention at all times. I talk to my one-on-one clients about this a lot. I talk to Tough Love Strength Club members about this a lot. I think there's a guilt associated with that if you're following a strength training program, that you need to be like constantly doing more and getting stronger. And you don't. You can follow a program to give you like a little bit of guidance, but you don't have to do it to a T every single time. And so what I want to normalize all the time, to be honest, but especially if you're injured, just check in the box. I've been doing that for at least the past year at this point. Skipping parts or half-assing your workouts or breaking it into more manageable chunks or whatever you need to do. It still counts if you have to scale back, if you have to substitute, or if you have to modify. It still counts if you choose a different kind of movement altogether, do it for a different amount of time, or in a different setting. And if you're asking like, oh, well, does it still count if XYZ? Yes, it still counts. Like what even is count? Like you don't even need a permission slip. I just wish we would stop asking. Anyway, I often talk about the concept of a strength savings account. And I want to remind you that your strength savings might dip a little bit when you're injured. And that's okay. We talk about not having to like perpetually chase gains all the time. And we talk about like checking the box and just maintaining. But guess what? Your strength savings is probably going to dip a little bit when you're injured. You're not going to lose all your fitness, but you're probably going to lose a little. And that's okay. And that's why we're here. And that's why the strength savings account is there. We were not meant to be on a perpetual path to improvement forever and ever and ever. And so what do we do about it? Here are some things that I suggest that my clients do when they find themselves injured. So one example is that you can take that quote unquote savings and put it into a different quote unquote account. If you're any kind of into personal finance, a lot of the advice out there is like have different savings accounts for your goals if you have a hard time saving money. So, you know, for example, having like a vacation fund or like a fun money account or I don't know, saving up for a house or whatever you're trying to save money for. So what that looks like in a fitness sense, say you broke your leg, instead of doing lunges and insisting on doing those even though it's not helping you, maybe you spend some extra time focusing on something completely different. Like for example, shoulder mobility. That's something you might not have even had the time for or thought to do before because that's not like the super sexy thing. You know what I mean? You can take those other parts of your body that are working just fine because let's be honest, if you've broken one bone in your leg, that is one bone, potentially like one joint, maybe two affected, but you still have all of these other parts of your body that are working just fine that you can give a little extra love to. That's what a good personal trainer can help you figure out. Another option is to approach the same movement differently. I was talking to one of my clients about this recently. Movement patterns. That's something that I really focus on teaching people about. So for example, say you're coming back from a back injury and you're not able to do fast kettlebell swings yet because they're explosive. They rely on momentum. Can't do that. As you ease back into it, can you do a slower deadlift? That's still a hinge movement. Can you do a glute bridge if you're not able to stand up right now? They're essentially the same movement pattern, just different ways. I love to teach my clients how to figure out how to do something similar, but in a way that feels good for them. And if we're not able to do, you know, say like deadlifts or glute bridges or kettlebell swings, then we come back to the initial purpose of that exercise. Why are we doing it? Like, why did I program it? But more importantly, why are you doing it? Because if I put those kettlebell swings in as a cardio burst, and there are lots of reasons to put a kettlebell swing in an exercise, but say that was my intention, what other things can you do to get your heart rate up? Can you go on an elliptical? Can you ride a bike? Can you swim? Can you do medicine ball slams? Do you see where I'm going with this? This is where we get stuck in the all or nothing. It's like, oh, I'm injured. I'm not allowed to do this. I can't do this, so I will do nothing. But there are so many, like, infinite options that could actually feel good. And here's the thing. If you're working out simply as a mood booster, simply to improve your heart health or to improve your muscle strength, then it doesn't make a damn difference what you choose. Just pick an exercise that you do that doesn't suck for you and you can do it. But if you're not sure, I'm here to help you figure that out. And so my wish for all of you, always, I cannot say this enough, don't get yourself stuck in the all or nothing trap. Because yes, if you insist on doing it all the time, and you never take a break and you never want to back off, that might be a red flag. If that's why you're working out injured, you might want to take a look at your relationship with exercise. But nothing is another side of the same coin, and it's probably not making you feel great either. So if your immediate reaction to an injury is to assume that you have to be completely sedentary until you recover 100%, stop asking whether or not you need to push through or just rest, and instead ask how you can work around and with where your body is currently at. And if you're not sure yourself, reach out for help. And a note about scope of practice, so that we're knowing who to reach out for. Our initial reaction is to go to the doctor, right? This is good. No beef with doctors. However, doctors don't necessarily have a background in, number one, the kind of activities that you're trying to do, but number two, strength and conditioning, right? So they might be able to diagnose your injury. They might be able to refer you to physical therapy or to refer you to like a surgeon if it's something like really acute and serious. Maybe this is a whole nother conversation for another day, but I would argue definitely see if you can find the healing you need through physical therapy before you do something super invasive like surgery, unless it's absolutely necessary. But anyway, when you get to that physical therapy place, the physical therapist is the person who can help you diagnose and treat your injury and give you exercises to help get you back to doing the things that you want to do. As your personal trainer, I can't do that. So if you come to me and tell me like, my knee hurts, I don't know what's going on, can we do some things to like strengthen the muscles around my knee to make this easier? I'm like, no, not really. What we can do is I can recommend that you go see a PT. I can collaborate with your physical therapist, your PT, and we can talk about what exercises they think we should incorporate more in our workouts. That's what I can do with you. I can listen to and help you follow the directions of your physical therapist. But what I can also do is help you focus on things that don't involve and aggravate the injured part of you. I can help you work on your mindset around that. And again, I can work in collaboration with your team. And I'm saying I, but I'm actually saying like I as a personal trainer, because a certified personal trainer and a physical therapist, a doctor of physical therapy, two different people. And I'm sharing that so you know like who your players are and yeah, who needs to be doing what so that you get the best care possible if you are injured. Okay. So I think that's all I have on this topic for now. If you would like to learn more about how we can work together or how to have a personal trainer like me on your team, I will leave a link in the show notes to all the ways that we can work together. I'm currently going through, an existential crisis slash, maybe not an existential crisis, like a rebrand, an identity crisis. That's what we're going through for my coaching program. And I think I'll get through this in a little bit. Tough Love Strength Club is going through a little bit of a rebrand, a little bit of a rename. Essentially, it has evolved over the years to be something different than it initially was when it started out. I'll probably record an episode about that in a little bit. Essentially, if you go to my website, if you go to the link in my bio, everything that is listed on there, all the current pricing, everything that you get with that program is still up to date and true. But I feel like I need a little bit of a rebrand, a little bit of a rename, and we are working through that. But currently, that program is open for enrollment if you want to work together in that small group setting and have a little bit of community. And if you feel like you need a little bit of one-on-one support, depending on when you're getting this, I don't know if I'll have availability for one-on-one clients or not. I'm kind of like in and out of having a wait list and not. So go check that out. Fill out an application if you'd like to work together one-on-one, and I will either get back to you ASAP or put you on the wait list. All right? That's all I think I've got for today. So have a great day, have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram at itsjennaj. I would love to hear from you. If you like this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.